not much in all. All the books. Background. What happens? Spiritual knowledge. Everybody has spiritual knowledge. Everybody knows Atman, Paramatman. It is a practical knowledge most important. Because what happens? We accept a body is our identity. Prior to being there was no body, no shape. But because of long association of the body, you accept a body's identity. Because of forgot all things. As a matter of fact, reality is there. Your spontaneous individual presence is reality. What is the importance of the spirituality? Because of long association of the body, we are considering ourselves in body form. What is the requirement of it? Everybody wants happiness, peacefulness, tension-free life, fearless life. The four things required in one life. But we accepted body's identity, therefore we have forgot our identity. So purpose of spirituality is just to identify oneself in real sense. We are identifying ourselves in body form. As a matter of fact, you are shapeless. There is no body at all. Not when there is no body. After living world, nothing remains. Purpose behind that just to identify yourself in real means or identify us in body form, it is religion. To dissolve all the religions, spirituality is getting the most important part. What is spirituality? Just to identify or identify ourselves in this form, it is religion, as I told. The same simple question is that. How you are prior to beingness, after leaving the body. There are so many concepts. A lot of literal knowledge, a lot of literal knowledge. I am somebody else. When in karma, dharma, so many religions are there, so many concepts are there. We wrap all concepts there. And try to live within the concepts. It is not all concepts. A spontaneous individual presence is the ultimate truth that we are not knowing. An invisible listener is the master. But since you are measuring also in body form, therefore you forgot our masters. Except the self-pleasure, nothing is there. God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God is your name. Not in body form. Therefore, I am inviting attention of the invisible listener within you that you are ultimate truth. But you are not accepting because you have got impact of the body form. It's fact, you know, you think intellectually. Prior to being there is no body, no concept. No, I am also. The moment presence stick with the body, click with the body, you see, I am somebody else. Nobody, you are everybody. Your presence is just like a space of sky. You are everywhere. Therefore, not to measure yourself in body form, that is the most important thing. And for which the only source is that meditation. I am telling you, meditation also held in advanced stage. What is the purpose of meditation? Through meditation, you are identifying yourself in dances. Through meditation, you are inviting attention of the individual meditator that within you that you are Brahman, Atman, Paramatman. Through meditation, you are hammering yourself all the time. It's an open path where spiritual childhood, then grown up as a young man, then old man. There are stages of the body. Who is acting with the body? Who is watching dream? It's fact that the entire world projects out of your presence. That presence is invisible presence, anonymous presence, unidentified presence. And therefore, first, reality, not to measure yourself in body form. By measuring yourself in body form, you are underestimating yourself. Literal knowledge will not help you. Book is not practical. You got a lot of knowledge. Will that not be there at the time of leaving the body? No. So how is your prior to bringing it after leaving the body? That's the question. Beyond imagination. It's called ultimate Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Matter. That you are. You understand this intellectually. Yes, I am Brahman, Atman, Paramatman. But not accepting it in reality. There's a practical reality. What is practical? So all concepts are put to be dissolved. Concept related to the body knowledge. This is very simple. For which your strong environment is most important. I was not body, I am not body. I am not going to remain body. Body is not my identity, body is not going to remain my identity. It's a one fact. Your individual presence within you, it is a final truth. There is a strong power, strong energy. Therefore, not to measure one set body from that emotion. But you are shapeless, there is no body. Though you are holding body, it should be spontaneous conviction. I was not, I am not going to body. So mind came along with the body, desire along with the body. All concepts, so many concepts are there. All needs, all requirements came along with the body. Concept of even God. To say God, your presence is required. To say Master, your presence is required. You are a master of your own. But because of long association with the body, you forgot your identity. And to identify yourself in the real sense, meditation is most important. Everybody asking regarding Nam Mantra and Mantra. These are the words. There are so many words. Am Brahmasmi is the word. Am Brahman is the word. Soam is the word. It's a media. It's an indication. Through meditation, inviting attention of an invisible meditator, that you are Brahman. And you forget your body identity. I'm not saying degrade your body identity. There are no any condition, there are no any some restrictions. You can, since you are holding body, you have to take care of the body. But it's an open fact. Body is not identity, body was not identity, body is not going to remain identity at all. So only literal knowledge, bookish knowledge not help you. You might have read so many masters, read so many books. Just ask question yourself. With all knowledge you will be helpful. In time of leaving the body. After reading so many books, whether I am completely happy, peaceful, I am happy, I am tension-free, I am fearless. Ask question yourself. Directly or indirectly, when I settled ego, I am somebody else. That somebody else is supposed to be dissolved totally. It is not impossible, not difficult at all. You can do it. You have a tremendous power. You have tremendous energy. We're neglecting that. We're praying, oh God bless me, oh God bless me. Where is God? If your presence is not, you will talk about the God. It's simple. To say God, your presence is required. If the presence is not, you will talk about the God. Who is the master? You approach your own master. Through which you say, I. To say, I, your presence is required. I am inviting attention of the individual presence within you, that is ultimate truth. Very simple. But it needs some involvement. Everybody knows you are Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Matman. But it should be absorbed. Yes, this is what you call man. It's called female. Man or woman. You are neither man nor woman, you are Brahman. It's fact. But it is easy to understand, but it will be difficult to absorb because we are all in one mind. For which nothing is required. What is the purpose of our human life? Everybody wants happiness, peacefulness, tension-free life, fearless life. The moment you identify yourself in their says, spontaneous peaceful will be there. Who wants peacefulness? Not beingness, you know any what is peacefulness? Any happiness? The moment the spirit click with the body, say we want everything. You want happiness, peacefulness, tension-free life, fearless life. Everybody afraid of the death. What is death? What is birth? There is no birth, no death. Birth and death connected to the body only. And as you know, you are unborn. It's fact. You may not believe that you are unborn. Because you are measuring also in body form, there is I am born. And counting age. Somebody else. Got a lot of attachment related to the body. Mind, I am not neglecting your body knowledge. You have to identify. Except the selfless, there is no God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatman, no Master. You are a Master, you are Brahman, you are Paramatman. It's a fact. And for which, in the initiation, you have to undergo the discipline of meditation. Till you got spontaneous conviction. Why meditation required? Till you got spontaneous conviction. Yes, this body called man, I am somebody else, my name is something given. I accepted it. And 1,000 people in will ask, oh, John, I am John. Anybody want to ask any question? You can ask freely.
Not so much a question, but more of an observation. I started using the I am Brahman, Brahman I am mantra. And it's interesting that it seems to dissolve the questions. Any questions that are there, it seems to just dissolve.
See, in initial stage, you have to say, I am Brahman, Brahman, I am Vishnu. Mm-hmm. Because by that way, you are hammering yourself, basically. To forget body identity. To dissolve all concept, body-related concept, you have to recite this mantra, I'm Brahma, Asmi, I'm Brahman, like that. These are the words, I'm telling you. This is a language. Language just to understand. We created language. You give the name, the God, you would even God, donkey, me something else. You are giving the meaning. Through this language, you are trying to identify one step there. It is open fact. It is not going to remain. It's open fact. Prior to 100 years, how you are, so I don't know. If anybody asks you a question, how you are prior to 100 years, I don't know. After doing what, I don't know. I don't know means, I'm not in any form. In negative answer, there is a positive thing. That I'm telling everybody. If you are alone in the house, you have no door. Anybody is there? So nobody is there. The person who says nobody there is there. Similarly, I don't know means. I'm not any formless. It's a fact. But the conviction is a spontaneous conviction. And therefore, meditation is. I'm saying that evitation is, means that anti-war software, the cleaning. And you can do it. Nothing is required. No expenses. It's a free of charge. It's a free of charge. So our lineage is discipline, not to demand anything from the devotees. Strict discipline. No expenses is required. It's your knowledge. Not knowledge of Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God. What is the names are given to the Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God to identify the ultimate truth? You got supernatural power. You got supernatural power, you are known to it. Your internal master is very strong. They are also considered internal master, external master. The invisible is not within you, it is internal master, it's called Brahman. But you are neglecting. The total involvement is most important. Casual spirituality will not help. Oh, I say that you will get good lectures, your master is giving good lectures. What? Who is listening to that lectures? Try to concentrate, individual, concentrate within you. That is called Brahman, Atman. Therefore, I told, except your self-esteem, there is no Brahman, Atman. There are so many concepts. Last birth, future birth, last destiny, karma, dharma. What is karma? Who is karma? Who is birth? Who is birth? No birth, pure birth. You are unborn. Do you know anything? Forget about it. You know about your birth, present birth. So many illusory concepts were wrapped upon us. Be free. This human body is an opportunity for you. And that could not depend upon literal knowledge. Okay, literal knowledge is okay. Bogus knowledge is okay. I'm not saying that this approach very much. You approach so many masters, but approach your own master within you. You neglect your own master. And about this master, that master, that master. Approach your own master. Because your ultimate, the ultimate except your selfless self. A strong involvement is required. Not to sit like, oh. It's okay. At the beginning we are advising initially to sit like this. Just listening, every day, to very early listening, to learning some language. Asking some alphabets. So not to depend upon anybody. Depend upon. You can stand on your own feet. The purpose of spirituality is to stand on your own feet. In the beginning, it's okay, master is there. Till you identify your own master. What is that different? Place is one. Houses are different, sky is one. Why is this required again? I'm repeating you. I've got a lot of fear of the death. Always I carry under tension. No peacefulness. Everything is there. Because we're neglecting our own identity. Some or other way depend upon somebody else. Directly and directly protecting your illusory concepts. Forget about it. What is only media through which you can identify yourself? Everything came out of nothing, everything dissolved within nothing. It's fact. In spiritual knowledge also religion. Why want spiritual knowledge? Because you forgot identity. Where is spiritual knowledge prior to beingness? After living, what is spiritual knowledge is there? When you came across the spirituality, The main purpose is to identify your semblance. It leads to spontaneous conviction. I was not body, I am not body, I am not going to remain body. So the moment there is conviction, everything will dissolve. You have to vote out yourself as self. But always they will, oh God, do something. Oh Master, do something. Why? Okay, it means you are no more a child. Child depend upon parents. They are grown up. It's spiritually grown up. I'm placing before your fact, individual listener's fact. There are no binding, no conditions. Nothing is required. It's a free of charge. Your presence is free of charge, you are neglecting the faith. If there is conviction, except myself, nothing is there. Myself not in the egoistic treatment. Self-deception, there is nothing in there. Great exception is spiritual intoxication. Or spiritual intoxication. Though you are living in the world, you remain unconcerned with the world. We enter and project out of our presence. To say what the presence is required. In dream you see sky, space, everything. In God and so on. Not as you are acting in the dream, and who is watching that dream? Who is taking video shooting of the dream? After having seen, oh, I seen this thing, good, good dream, bad dream. How the dream world projected? Similarly, this world is projected out of your presence. When a presence does not know I am presence, it's like sky is not, does not have sky. You say this is sky. Fire element does not, I am fire element, it's mud. Water does not, I am water. Your place is beyond that. What you are neglecting on this? So be with you always. Any question for him?
Yes?
Hello, Arhat. It's for the past 8 years I've read so much, I've done so many practices that people have shown me and things like that, and I just feel more confused and more lost than ever before, and I'm just tired of it. I just need that all to stop. And I understand intellectually a lot of it, but there's no conviction at all. It still seems like a fantasy and a good idea, things that I hear. And I just don't know what to do anymore to get
this type of condition. Except it's a fact that you are not body, it's a fact, open fact, forget about spirituality for time. The only thing in place, the body is not an identity at all. You are a small child, become a young man, after you become old man, and after willing to live with this body. That means body is not an identity, it's an open fact. Forget it. You have to be intellectual things. The concept, I am somebody, that's supportive to dissolve. The concept, I am somebody, is choosing to dissolve. There is no karma, no dharma, no destiny, nothing is there. It is totally unborn. It is fact. So many concepts developed after reading so many books. We depend upon vocational, literal knowledge. Last birth, future birth, whose birth? Is sky taking any birth? The sky is any destiny? Your spontaneous individual presence is beyond that.